So I think if we don't need to use the microphones, I think it's probably better if we don't. Okay. Welcome. My name's Tony Downing. I'm from Newcastle. Stop the War. We've got a wonderful lineup of speakers for you this evening. Before we do that, though, you'll have noticed, if you haven't been here before, what a wonderful location this is, apart from the fact that we're surrounded by on the stage. Hopefully that will change over the years. Unfortunately, I can see that I fit in well with that audience, sadly. But before we get started, I'm just going to introduce Alison from the Common Room, one of the trustees from the Common Room. She wants to say a few words about the room and what's going on here. Okay, so Alison.
Yeah. Thank you. It's my privilege on behalf of the trustees, I'm one of the trustees of the Common Room, just to welcome everybody here. It's lovely to see this room full. And I will be really brief. I just was asked to give a very brief little bit of information about the Common Room as it now is. There's lots I could say, but I will be brief. I think it's an august and a proper setting for the discussion that we're going to have tonight. A potted history, and there may well be people whose history of the Common Room and the Mining Institute is better than mine, but I will do my best. So, the Mining Institute was founded in 1852 by a group of extraordinary engineers and innovators, both mining and particularly the locomotive industry. And they included Robert Stevenson, son of George, and Sir Nicholas Wood. And if we've been in the Wood Hall, which is above us, there's a magnificent statue of Nicholas Wood. So, importantly, as well as colliery and steam locomotive engineers, these people were most interested in safety and in the common good, and that is not widely known. So Robert Stevenson and Nicholas Wood risked their own lives testing one of the early safety lamps in the mines. And so there's a really important thread in the history of the place. In 1865, they both died. Robert Stevenson left £2,000 to the Mining Institute, as it was known then, for the establishment of a building in which this growing international collaboration of engineers and innovators could debate and where the growing archive could be stored. And we still have that extraordinary archive today, and our archivist Jen Hilliard, if anybody wanted to look into the archive, which is completely remarkable. Jen has an army of volunteers who are digitising it, and she's very welcoming and an extraordinary expert on the history of the Industrial Revolution, some of the most important collections in the world. However, by 2017, the building was basically falling into disrepair, and the Institute were greatly concerned about this, about the risk to the archive and to the building. So a charity was founded and incorporated with the charitable objects of refurbishing and then preserving and protecting for the future the building and the archive. But most importantly, the charitable mission of the Common Room, as it's called, involves helping young people gain the skills to participate as innovators and engineers into the future, to ensure that there is equity of knowledge through the great history and into the future about our region and about innovation and engineering. Very importantly, however, the vision of the trustees as we set about putting this new organisation together was founded importantly on the spirit of the framework of the Sustainable Development Goals, and with this strong thread of the common good and providing a place for debate, for open, free discussion about the issues that matter if we're going to make progress. And so surely amongst the isms and the phobias, the oppressions and indeed the violence that this flawed species of which we are part continue to espouse and perpetrate, this is a very august place for us to gather and debate together, and it's, as I say, my privilege to welcome everyone here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Alison, and I hope people do, if you haven't been here before, do appreciate it and do use the room.